How have you not seen this?
Have you not seen this? As always, it's me, your host, Dustin Meadows. Today I am joined by guest host, Jackie Shreves.
Hey.
KK Bracken.
Hello.
And Ivy Decker.
Hi.
And we're actually going to be turning the tables today. We're doing Disney movies all this month to tie in with the next Struck a Nerve, the pop culture mixtape, Magic Kingdom Edition, because it's all about Disney movies. And with that said, we watched Mulan, and I'm going to throw things over to KK, Jackie, and Ivy.
So Mulan is a movie that I saw because I was a young girl that grew up in the 90s. So it was just never not a part of my life from, like, pretty much the moment it was in theaters, I think. So that's sort of my background, I guess.
Yeah, I can do next. Came out in, like, 96? 98, something like that? Okay, so I was a small child. And this was, yeah, this was one of the Disney movies we watched, like, more often than the others. So this is, like, up there in my favorites.
Yeah, I was also a young child in 98. I don't remember going to theaters to see it. I just remember at some point we just had it on VHS, so I can't pinpoint when I saw it, but it was just there consistently throughout childhood.
All right, so now, Dustin, we gotta ask, how have you not seen this?
I'm kind of unsure. Growing up, I watched all the Disney movies. I still, to this day, am a fan of pretty much everything Disney does. In terms of their animated features, grew up watching Robin Hood, Lady and the Tramp, The Aristocats, all of those pretty regularly, because I had a brother who has autism, so a lot of rewatches of some of those movies. And this one, for some reason, it was one that I always wanted to check out, but never got around to. Like, I caught Pocahontas when it came out. Didn't see Mulan for whatever reason. And it's one that I have been meaning to, and I'm glad that I finally had this opportunity to do it, because it was pretty damn good.
Yeah. Any moments stood out to you, different or similar to other Disney movies?
I really liked the intro, because it reminded me of Belle's introduction from Beauty and the Beast, with her kind of going against what was expected of her. It's like, oh, a woman reading! and this one, and Jasmine from Aladdin to an extent, too. Primarily with the matchmaker scene, and them setting him up. It's like, oh, you have to be this, you have to be what a man expects. She's just like, maybe I don't know what I expect yet, because I'm young. Maybe I need time to figure that shit out. Maybe I don't want to be a kept geisha wife or whatever. So I thought it was kind of cool, those parallels. And I think for the most part, Disney does a really good job of tackling female characters like this. I mean, like, there's the whole princess thing, and all, like, oh, they just need a princess. But also, at the same time, you get characters like this. You get characters like Merida from Brave, who are just like, nah, fuck that. I don't need no man. I'm going to do what I want. And if a man happens into it, that's cool, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know the timeline of Disney movies, but this is a good Disney movie where they started being like, oh, women are, like, complex characters like
yes.
men. It's weird. And this did a lot with gender stereotypes, which I don't think you pick up a lot when you're a kid, but then when you watch it again as your adult, you're like, oh, this is actually pretty good for kids to know.
Yeah, certainly. I've seen so many clips of this, especially some of the training stuff. I know that song, I know I'll Make a Man Out of You, I know that song, but I hadn't seen the movie. I liked that Harvey Fierstein was one of the guys.
Yeah. He's the, like, short guy that wants to fight
all the
time.
Yeah, the short, fiery dude. Says, ah, I'm gonna hit you so hard! That raspy-voiced angel, Harvey!
Yeah, I mean, I like all the voice actors, actually. That's the one thing I was trying to appreciate more this time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of watching it with a little bit of age. Think there's any too many, like, super big celebrities involved, but
no, Eddie Murphy is definitely the biggest name attached
to
this. Yeah, Miguel Ferrer was the voice of was it Shan Yu? Is that the bad guy?
Yeah,
and I like Miguel Ferrer. Largely because he's in RoboCop, which is one of my favorite movies. So that's what I associate him the most with. But he's a really solid character actor. There were a few others I was looking up. James Hong, who is... He's one of those guys, like, if I tell you what character he is, you're like, oh, I've seen him in everything. He was in Big Trouble in Little China. He was in... he's Tia Carrere's father in Wayne's World 2 that has the sword fight with Wayne. And just countless shit. Like, anytime there's a movie where, like, it's tied to China at all, James Hong is probably fucking in it. So I thought it was really cool to see him pop up in this. There were a few other names.
B.D. Wong
kind of
from SVU is Shang, but his singing voice is Donny Osmond, which is
also really Donny Osmond?
Yeah,
yep.
Just for, like, the I'll Make a Man Out of You. Cracks me up.
Fucking Donny Osmond. But yeah, that's what Donny Osmond should sing.
Well, he was, like, pounced on it. He was like, this is gonna be a hit. I know it. People are going to be singing Make a Man Out of You for years to come.
I feel like it's, like, up there with Disney songs.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of people's favorite.
It's a solid one that I will regularly find, especially the Dark Side of the Moon line. Like, that melody just popping into my brain out of nowhere. I'm like, what? Like, I'm on a bus. Why is this in my head out of nowhere? This surprisingly light on songs, this movie.
Yeah, unfortunately so.
I always say it feels weird that there's not, like, one more at the end. Like, they reprise... I'll Make a Man of You for, like, a half a second, but, like, there's not another, like, song for the end.
Yeah.
Okay, so it gets, like, super heavy. I'm reminded of this every time I, like, think about this movie, but Mulan is the only Disney princess with a body count in the thousands.
Yep.
Like, she murders.
Yeah.
I know they're bad guys, but she straight up murders all of them. Like,
look,
I don't know.
Mulan walked into that pass. Looked Sean Yu in the eye and said, you can be the king, but watch the queen conquer.
He was like, oh man, that's just really intense. She's like not dealing with that at all. She's like, oh, well, they know I'm a girl now. That sucks. Like, wouldn't she
boys.
Be wrecked psychologically? Oh yeah, boy. My crush doesn't like me back.
No, he murdered people. Many thousands. Horses too. They're probably innocent.
Oh yeah, there's no way. That, like best case scenario, those horses are all crippled and would probably be better off dead.
Although I like that they really put in the extra effort to make Shen Yu's horse look super evil.
Yeah.
Why is it so thick? And why is it pointy?
He only fucks with evil animals.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
That falcon he has or whatever.
Yeah.
His cheekbones are so pointy that like he can't stand for it not to match.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you gotta have that. And those, Jesus Christ, those eyes.
Right?
He's
got
to be sick.
He's not well. That's why he wants to get into China. He's like, gotta do this one last thing before I die from jaundice.
Probably not a lot of great healthcare available during the Han Dynasty. So, I get it. It makes sense.
But it probably was, though. It was really just white people that were like, let's not bathe, you know.
Yeah. That was all on the other side of the wall.
Right.
That opening sequence was really cool, too, with the wall. And the worst fucking guard in the world. A grappling hook.
Yeah,
I should stare at this, not immediately sever the line.
Right, or like run and light the beacon. That's the whole point.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you seen that very famous Tumblr post that's like, the guard like pulls up a smartphone and tweet and like Instagram? Like, oh my god, Shenmue is totally in China.
Surprisingly, no. And I see a lot of those kinds of things.
Now all of China knows you're here.
Good.
I'm going to burn the flag and then I'm just going to leave it ambiguous from there.
But it was good. I really like the Emperor character.
Yeah.
It's such a small part, but, like, so memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Very wise, very sage. Very willing to adapt to change.
Super progressive for, like, supreme,
this chick's in my life.
Dynastic ruler.
Yeah, I'm cool with this now, I guess. And that would do it, I would think.
Once again, she is responsible for saving the world, basically.
Yeah.
Thousands of horses.
Hey.
Also, everyone should know that in the potential alternate universe where Disney princesses coexist, I totally ship Mulan and Belle. I think that they would get along famously.
Yeah. That's
I was
adorable.
Wondering how long it was
right?
going to be before this came up. 9 minutes in, so longer than I thought. Longer than I thought, but I knew
just,
it was going to.
I think it's an adorable little couple. She wants a girl with a brain.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
You brought up the parallels before I did. They're bucking society and they want to make something of themselves.
Well, yeah,
their
but
dads.
I didn't say, hey, KK, tell me about your fanfic. Although, again, I knew it was going to come up.
Yeah.
One of the other things that I like really cool, like very early on, it's real easy to get on Mulan's side with everything. Because, like, that matchmaker scene is just like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Is this what we do to women? Is this what society does? Especially, like, that. It's like, oh, yeah, you gotta be this and you gotta be that. And, oh, God. Like, that, the matchmaker woman was just awful.
I remember the first time, like, the first time I'm able to remember watching it when, like, she pops up and says present and the woman's, like, speaking without permission. I'm like, that's terrible!
Yeah, like, what was she supposed to do?
Yeah, you failed her for it.
Yeah, you, like, said her name. You're supposed to be, like, here. That's what you're trained to do.
I always appreciate how intricate and dedicated Disney is to animated slapstick scenes. and particularly that, because one of my favorite scenes in any animated Disney movie is the Le Poisson scene from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
With the guys just singing and just butchering all these fish and then just stumbling all over the kitchen trying to kill Sebastian. When I came back from my senior prom in high school, me and my friends, like, we just hung out after the prom at his house, and we stayed up super late. We watched the original Batman movie with Adam West and Burt Ward, and then we just watched the Le Poisson scene 5 times in a row. And it was the funniest fucking thing in the world to us.
Yes, it is a great scene.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like this movie suffers a little bit from, like, the not like other girls.
Yeah.
Because, like, the mother is silent and the grandmother is a little bit of comic relief, but otherwise there's, like, no other ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So even though it's nice and it's girl power a little bit, like.
But it's also, it's like, only one girl.
Yeah.
Only one girl.
And she's not
out.
A girl.
And she's not like other girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and also I want to say that there's a lot of sexual tension between Ping and Shang, all right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I just hope that everyone appreciates that. Definitely before the Mulan reveal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of
when
tension.
When she finally punches him during the song, he's like, grabs
yeah.
his
yeah,
chin,
that's right.
and
yeah.
he's like, oh, I'm proud of you.
It's like, oh, what are these confused feelings?
That's why he's so mad.
Yeah,
he's
like,
girl,
one
like,
man,
I
like,
contemplate my sexuality.
Am I gay for Ping? Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little gay for Ping. It's all right.
Sometimes you just gotta be gay for Ping. These things happen.
Ping.
I also, for some reason, I thought particularly funny was the bathing in the lake scene.
Yeah.
Especially, why am I blanking on his name? Harvey Fierstein's character. Yeah. Yao climbing up on the rock. And not seeing his dong hanging, but knowing that that's what they're seeing. It's like, what would it be like to be that person? Just be sitting there and some dude just climbs up on a rock, just free swinging, just, I'm king of the rock now.
Is that not what boys
right,
do?
Right, and you're like, well, you're like a farmer peasant girl who's like been brought up, you know, by her mother and father her whole life. Like, you probably didn't see a lot of dongs.
No, and then just the army of dongs that goes charging
right.
past. She's like, I hope I never see another naked man again. Oh, way to set up that punchline move.
It's funny, I was watching that scene, and I remember, I was thinking of all the things you don't get as a kid that you didn't do as an adult.
Uh-huh.
Like, as a kid, I never fully understood why it was a problem that they were all in the same lake, which makes no sense, because I've seen grown women, and I know at least boobs is a factor.
Oh, yeah.
And I just had no idea. I'm like, why is this an issue?
Children.
It was terrible.
She would have been found out.
Well, that's why
men would have peeped her tatters.
Because you don't think it's funny when you're little, but Jackie and I were losing it when she, like, wakes up in the tent after the doctor's in there, and
yeah.
it's just, like, her blanket falls off, and it's like, dun, 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 dun. Yes. That's right. Like, when you're little, you're like, when you're older, you're like, what? Like, it's fine.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of the crying game reveal. Jesus.
I think that they handle it pretty well, though. I always like that little detail where, like, the doctor's talking to Shang in the background and Shang, like, reacts.
Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
like, oh, no.
They know.
It's true.
He's also the hottest Disney character. Sorry, that's not, like,
Shang or the doctor?
Debatable. I also like how the ragtag group of, like, buddies, they're all, like, very different shapes and, like, personalities, but all the other soldiers in their recruiting class are, like, about the same.
Yeah.
I feel like Disney's done that at least a couple of times. It's kind of, with Hunchback or Notre Dame, with the three gargoyles, it's the same. And then, like, Hercules with the Greek chorus characters, those ladies, and I'm sure there's plenty of other ones that I'm fucking blanking on, but
like there's triplets in like Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast, and they're all like exactly the same.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Switch it up. Sometimes you gotta have your Cogsworth and your Lumiere's in there. Gotta have your sexually repressed clock and your just way too sexually liberated candelabra.
I played Cogsworth in high school. And one of my shining pride moments was a little girl was in front of my parents, and when I came out at the end in like regular human clothes, she goes, "The clock's a lady." And I was like, "Oh, oh, oh, the toddler." Cute. Yeah.
Acting.
It's too bad there's not a Mulan for the stage.
Yeah, there should be.
You know,
not
I feel like
we need more
well,
songs.
But they write more songs for Disney shows when they go.
I mean, that'd be exciting.
Like,
there'd be more songs.
Yeah,
it'd be a little bit difficult with the like battle scenes and once again murder.
Yeah,
mass murder.
Well, you just actually murder 1,000 Huns on stage.
Oh.
It's called method acting.
Oh.
That's just how it works.
That's nice.
Well, no, but I mean, do you want good art or not? Sometimes you gotta commit and sacrifice for art, KK. It's just how it rolls.
I guess that's fair.
I lost my train of thought talking about murder. I was looking. There was apparently a live action one made in 2009 about Mulan.
Oh.
Because, it's based on, like, a historically true thing to an extent. And,
well, it's like a legend that maybe.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I like to believe that it happened. I'm going to accept it as fact. Dragon and all.
Eddie Murphy.
Dragon. Anthropomorphic cricket.
Oh!
All of it.
Oh, I wanted to say this is something that's never really occurred to me until this watch through that, like, did he murder that other dragon? Like, is it dead now?
Oh, yes, yeah. That dragon is dead as fuck.
Is it dead now? It crumbled. Like,
the stone dragon
smashed.
And it makes that scene so much darker because he's playing with his decapitated head.
Yeah,
right. Like, I saw it, I was like, oh, man, this is going dark real early. All right, Disney, I'm on board. But, yeah, that dragon, he dead.
He dead.
Feel
bad, but, you know, they're, like, real creatures. They just have to
well,
be
no,
broken up.
Well, no, because Mushu decapitated that other guy, and that's why he got demoted. So Mushu killed somebody else, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mushu's got two bodies under his belt. Easy. Technically three if you count Shanyu, which may be the most violent Disney villain death ever.
Yeah.
It's, like,
it's
literally shot a rocket into him and then blew him the fuck up.
Immediately celebration with the fireworks.
Yeah, yeah, like, everything else is ambiguous. It's like, oh, they fell to their death, like Gaston or fucking Frollo or whatever.
I would say the most disturbing is Tarzan, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, where he
hangs himself
Ooh.
In the vines
oh,
and
that's
it's, like,
scary.
The silhouette.
Oh,
that's scary.
Does it get a little dark?
Yeah, yeah, you're not wrong. That, God. Alright, so we'll call those the two most gruesome animated Disney deaths. Because, I'm hard-pressed to think of anything else. Like, if that camera had stayed on Gaston, probably would have been real iffy by the time we got to the bottom. Might have even gotten impaled on a spire on the way down. Who knows?
Who knows?
Disney, that too. That scene's on a cutting room floor, like, oh, yeah, we can't stab this handsome guy in front of kids. So people can't see terrible things happen to beautiful people. We'll show them stabbing the beast, though. That's all right.
I always thought that guest, like, okay, listen, he's a dickhole. We
oh, absolutely.
He's a dickhole.
Yeah.
But if you were like, hey, there's a fucking beast, we need to go kill it. I feel like if you're a French peasant, you're like, yeah, it's, the beast is evil. It's a beast.
Well, yeah.
Lives in a castle with, like, magic, I don't know.
Maurice has blood on his hands.
Maurice?
Yeah, he's the one that came back. He's like, oh, this vicious beast. And then pulls
that's
out
right.
that mirror and is like, oh, yeah, here's this thing growling and roaring that looks like it's got murder for dinner. So, yeah.
Once again, like, even if you didn't see him growling and roaring, it's still a giant beast creature.
Yeah. But then Gaston does away with all of that when the Beast spares him and shows that he has the capacity for compassion and mercy. And then Gaston's like, nah, I'm gonna stab you in the back anyway.
We know that it's correct. I mean, we know that it's correct. I'm just saying, I empathize with the French peasants.
That's fair. Somebody needs to.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
None
just
of them
like,
read, but
the I empathize with the Chinese peasants when they blushed when Ping walked by. It's cute. He's cute. I get it.
That's actually a really funny moment.
Yeah, that is.
I like that part a lot.
When they're singing, what was that?
Girl Worth Fighting For.
Yeah. And then such an upbeat, nice song. And
that's right. That's why there's no more songs after that, because it's
everybody's
like...
Everybody's sad.
Like, oh man, that little girl never got her doll. Sean Yu was being hyperbolic. he's probably like, here's your doll, stabby, stab, stab, stab.
Ooh. Also, they're not very good soldiers if that whole, like, place was on fire and they didn't notice until they were right... On the village.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, they were mid-song.
That's true.
You know, they were probably focused on the choreography of it all and making sure they didn't blow the next line, so...
Actually, all they were trying to do is fuck with Ping. They were just gonna, like,
throw
smash him full of snowballs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, time for grab-assing in the army. Conscripted fucking army needs to get their shit together.
I also like how their army size fluctuates wildly.
Sometimes
it's just the four of them. Sometimes
like, oh, we're 2,000 strong.
What?
Yeah, where's the rest of the fucking army during that final fight with Shan Yu? This is like...
They all died in the village that burned, because the general that was Shang's dad...
But the conscripted army. Yeah, yeah,
the
with
other
Shang.
Army.
I was kind of thinking some of them probably got hit by arrows... And it's Disney, so we didn't see it.
But there was, like, a good handful under that rock.
Yeah, you see... Well, and then you see a bunch of them marching off after Mulan is found out, too.
Yeah.
Like, there's probably a solid score of them, at least. Just saying, it's bullshit that those five had to shoulder the weight of defending the Emperor.
Yeah. And, like, when the Huns, like, popped out of the thing, like, the only one who reacted was Shang. I'm like, what are the rest of you doing?
Yeah. Oh, man, what's... Oh, those guys got swords, and they're carrying off the Emperor.
Oh, man.
They're probably just having a goof.
Yeah.
They're barricaded in there. Oh, they're trying to bash through with the statue now. Nah, it's a lark. They're just having fun. They're having a good time. So, I guess poo-poo on the city of whatever city that is for not getting their shit together and leaving
Forbidden
it to the
Forbidden
City,
maybe?
Forbidden.
It might be.
Because it's China. I do think that, like... There is sort of this trend of, like, honor, so important to Eastern culture.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to use that word, like, 80 times.
Just all the time.
Vague honor. Mm-hmm. Honor.
I mean, the best use of the concept of honor is Eddie Murphy's line, when he's just spouting
dishonor. Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
I was also, like...
This is pre-Shrek, by the way, right?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I was kind of I was impressed by... I guess how restrained that character is. Because I was expecting to be, like, much more over the top. And, like, there's a few moments of that, but it's also genuinely a good character. And when he's bummed out, he's just like, oh, that's kind of shitty. He got a raw deal. But then there are other characters just like, oh, this character is sucking. I'm not, like, something bad happens to Iago and Aladdin. You're like, no, his voice is great. And I can't believe they're letting him through 2 and 3. Just kill the fucking bird. This time,
Iago redeems himself in Aladdin 3.
He does. He does by the third one. It doesn't change the fact that it's Gilbert Gottfried's grating voice. So there's that.
Other things I didn't notice as a kid, we just mentioned the scene where they come off of a girl they're fighting for and they see the city.
Mm-hmm.
They do, like, this really quick shot of, like, all of these dead bodies... And I never saw that as a kid, because they do it so fast. I was like, is that more destroyed town? Why is this new and interesting? We just saw the destroyed town. And then I just got today that those are dead people everywhere.
Yep. Piles on piles of dead people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the most dead people in any Disney movie now.
I mean, I think so.
Like, outside of even just Mulan's body count.
Right, because the whole army was destroyed, and that... town too.
Yeah, so even Pocahontas comes out of what, maybe 2 or 3, like, actually killed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of anything else that comes.
I mean, like,
close
the
to
witch
it.
Dies in Snow White, and
but that's one though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so somebody dies in every Disney movie. There's always a dead person.
Does no one die in Cinderella? Well, the father does in the beginning, like implied death slash long absence.
Right.
Cinderella might be one of the exceptions where a character doesn't die in the course of the movie.
I was also thinking at some point in this movie, like, because Mulan, like, loves her dad, and we mentioned Belle loves her dad, is there any Disney character that has, like, a bad relationship with their father, or is it always just the mother?
Father? I just was thinking of one, actually. Mm-hmm. Now what is it?
Yeah, all I can think of is father-daughter stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no father in Toy Story.
Okay,
yeah,
no father
true.
In Toy Story.
It's
only a mom.
But that's like such background to that movie. But yeah, I can't think of anything where, like, I mean, I guess technically Bambi, because the father's out of the picture early on, but
then
so is the mother.
Too soon.
Oh, no.
Hey, I didn't pull that fucking trigger. That unspecific hunter that they animated in did. That's not on me. Yeah, Bambi might be the only one I can think of.
I mean, Finding Nemo is about, like, redeeming the relationship between the father and the son. But
yeah.
That starts out a little bit rocky.
Yeah. It's all daddy issue stuff, though. It's a lot of dead moms.
Yeah, everywhere.
Little Mermaid's the same fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah,
the mothers are evil, either dead or evil.
Yeah.
In Disney movies.
Yeah, That's troubling. I really can't think of one.
I guess, like, Mufasa's a little bit different. Not that he's, like, evil.
But that's Hamlet, so I don't know if
that's
true.
Well, and even then, like, the mother becomes such a background part of it after Scar takes over, too. Like, she's in there literally to remind us that, oh, Scar is a terrible person because he slapped her around a couple of times.
Sarabi!
Yeah.
By that point in the movie, you don't even remember who she is. Like,
who is this nondescript lioness? It's like, it's not the one that Simba's rolling around with to Elton John, so whatever.
Nala. Her name is Nala.
Well, no, I know Nala's that one. I couldn't think of the name of the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you give me this look?
Sarabi. Her name is Sarabi.
Obviously I didn't remember Sarabi. And that's on them. I could name most of the fucking hyenas. There was Ed.
Bonsai.
Yep.
Shenzi.
Yeah.
Shenzi.
I got one out of three.
Everybody remembers Ed.
It's one more hyena than Simba's mom that I remembered, so.
That's true.
So I've got that in my favor. Oh, man.
I don't, like, remember a lot of the merchandise for Mulan.
Yeah, I don't think there is a lot, or was a lot.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like for a long time they didn't put her on the princess stuff, and then I think
after
a while they started a little, but it was always like pink flowery cherry blossom in hair Mulan,
which is
maybe.
Funny
yeah.
because it's like she's so uncomfortable as that person.
Yeah,
but
so
that's
like,
what they
missing
put her
the
on
point.
Things.
Mm-hmm.
And part of me like wonders if that might be part of why I didn't see it sooner too, because out of all like the Disney animated movies, like the big ones. I feel like this one probably got, like, the least push in terms of that. Because, I remember Aladdin stuff just being crammed down my throat. Same with Lion King. Even when Princess and the Frog came out.
Yeah.
Like, I remember there being a bigger push behind that, too. But Mulan, like, I felt was kind of, like, the middle child of Disney princesses, I guess. And, like, I didn't feel like it kind of got that recognition or the attention or the push that it should have from Disney.
Just banana pants because it's so good.
Yeah.
I agree 100%.
I feel like that's weird that she didn't get. The movie's about, like, you don't have to be a girly princess, you can be whatever. And then it's like they were confused. Like, we can't put her as a boy on the t-shirts because girls won't want it.
Yeah.
That's really, like, weird to me.
I love Disney movies. Disney, they've got a problem with some shit like that.
Yeah.
Specifically in the messages, because you watch a movie like this and you're like, oh cool, yeah, girl power, and then they pull shit like that. But that's been true of them for years, because they do something like Lady and the Tramp, and the whole thing, like Tramp's whole thing of a life without leashes, and then the movie fucking ends with him being a house dog.
Yeah.
And the same with the Aristocats. It's like, oh, here's Tom O'Malley, who's this really cool dude who lives by his own rules. Oh, now he lives in a fucking mansion. So
he wears like a bow tie.
Yeah, exactly. It's all this. It's all this kind of cultural assimilation and like just emasculating what those characters stood for. Aladdin lives in a fucking palace at the end of the movie. It's like, hey, you can be poor and happy as long as you end up getting rich, I guess. Whatever.
Right.
You gotta be true to yourself. Oh, hey, you're the king now. So get your shit together, Disney, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, that's nice about this one that doesn't end that way. Kind of ends
They never even kiss. And my hat's fucking off to him for that.
In the second one, they're, like, engaged.
Yeah.
But...
Obviously the second one's canon. Was that, like, one of those direct-to-video releases for the second one?
I think so.
It's actually decent, though, I'm saying. Yeah. Look, most of the, like, original characters. The three guys are in it.
Yeah.
So...
That's fair.
It's pretty good.
In terms of Disney sequels.
Yeah, it's decent. They've had some, spotty ones.
I like that they had to make Pocahontas 2 to sort of be like, sorry, you're so historically inaccurate and racist in the first one. This one's gonna make it a little bit better. I'm sorry.
Did they kill a bunch of white people?
No.
That's
but she, like, ends up with her actual husband that she married in real life.
Oh,
yeah.
Dope. Not John Smith.
She was, like, 13.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That part of the guy glossed over, too. Oh, yeah, it's way less romantic, remember. Oh, this girl's in fucking sixth grade, or whatever.
Right, but they don't, like, draw her that way. Like, she looks like an 18-year-old.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so, you don't even have to mention it. It's fine.
Fucking Disney.
Yeah, they put, like, you can look up, like, the ages of their princesses. Isn't Jasmine, like, 16?
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
That's...
Well, it doesn't... I think she says that, even. Like, I'm 16, I can pick who I want to marry.
And that's
like,
Ariel. She's like, I'm 16, Daddy!
Yeah.
Let me make my own decision.
I just got my temps. Let me figure out who I want to get that D from. I wish a Disney princess would talk like that. Not specifically the vulgarity, but just kind of, it's me.
Like
a Disney
talk.
Princess.
She can't sing, that's the
other
thing. Let it go, let it go.
She can, like, rap like hell, but, like, can't sing.
Oh, hell yeah.
Be great.
Spit a hot fire. Can Nicki Minaj just be a Disney princess?
Yes.
Oh, yes. That's amazing. She is a Disney princess.
Oh. That is... Disney, listen. Make that happen, please. That would be so fucking wonderful. She's an angel.
There's gonna be a... What? A Disney princess that's, like... Islands, Pacific Islands.
Yeah, I saw
some. Noah, I think, is going to be the title.
That's fucking dope.
I like fancy animated films where they sing songs.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for them.
Is Princess and the Frog the last traditionally animated Disney film they did?
I think so.
Man. They should get... I love their, like, just straight animated films.
Me too.
And I loved Princess and the Frog. I thought that one was great, too. And
yeah.
They... don't know what that was, what, 5-6 years ago, maybe even longer now.
8 or 9 maybe.
Yeah, so I don't know why they aren't doing more of those, especially since Pixar took a fucking year off.
I think it's because 3D animated movies are just more fashionable, and also they're safer in terms of theft. If something is in 3D, it's harder to steal it and torrent it.
Yeah. I guess it was that point to be made. Tell Disney to stop being cowards. Be heroes, Disney. Just for one day.
They're making Frozen 2, so that's exciting, I guess.
I love that anyone listening can almost hear you rolling. I still haven't watched Frozen yet. And that's kind of been a conscious thing. It's like, I feel like there's no way it's going to be as good as everyone.
It's fine. It's just not.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure it's not bad by any stretch, because Disney's got a pretty solid track record, but... Just saying, Big Hero 6 made me cry. I don't see Frozen doing that, so.
I haven't seen that one yet. I really want to.
I haven't
seen
Big
Hero 6.
So fucking good. So fucking good.
It wasn't better than Book of Life, though.
We saw the
Book
of Life.
I've not seen
Book
of Life yet. Heard good things.
It was cute.
It was so pretty.
It's really
everything just looks gorgeous.
What a bunch of fucking nerds we are. Does anybody have anything else you want to say about Mulan specifically before we wrap it up?
I don't know, I'm still thinking of things I didn't get. I remember as a kid laughing when Mushu says Mulan decided to take her drag show on the road. And I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah. When the answer story is like, your great-granddaughter is a cross-dresser. Like,
yeah.
I never knew even what she was saying. I didn't know what word she was saying until...
Now it all comes
like,
together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Cool.
There are no white people in this movie. It's really exciting.
except for a couple of voice actors.
The voice actors.
but yeah,
characters
themselves. But no, that's super cool. Mm-hmm. I guess hats off to Disney for that. A partial hats off, because I'm sure there's something else wrong with what they did there in there in the mix too.
Honor.
Hear our prayers.
Ancestors and honor.
Mm.
Classic Disney bits. Cool. Let's go ahead and wrap it up with favorite moments. Jack, we'll start with you, and we'll just work our way around the table.
Okay. What's the name of the villain again?
Shang-Yu.
Okay. Well, he's got the Emperor, you know, on their balcony thing, and Shang busts in with his sword and, like, you know, hits the bad guy. The Emperor just glides away so gracefully. He never reacts to anything, and I love that moment every time because he's just totally unfazed by what's happening around him.
Do you think the Emperor is just Pai Mei from the Kill Bill movies?
Probably.
That'd be pretty fucking dope.
It's got more trimmed out eyebrows, better groomed eyebrows.
Yeah.
My favorite part is the part where Shang takes his shirt off and you can see his back. And I know it's wrong to objectify a children's cartoon, but...
But you don't care.
It's definitely the hottest Disney character. Animated Disney character.
Solid. I like the Reflections song. That's just, yeah, it's I sing that one in the shower a lot. I'm not going to lie to you. But, I just really like that scene. I rate Disney movies by the music forefront. Like, my favorite part of the movies is the music. And so I like that song a lot.
I really like the Emperor's rescue sequence. Because a lot of good movies, what they'll do... is there will be a payoff for everything that you see earlier. And everything they do in that scene is just stuff that Mulan has learned along the way. Like the shimmying the poles up, like she did get the arrow. The being a proper woman and all that, which she has the three soldiers do. And I thought that was really cool to see those all come back. And that's just a really cool action sequence. I'd say that and the mountain pass scene are probably my two favorite parts of the entire movie. Because I love really well-done action sequences, even when they're cartoons. And the animation during the avalanche is just so fucking good. Like, it looks so effortless. It's like, this is just an ocean with snow.
Yeah.
And in lesser animators' hands, like, that could look real dodgy and not very good. And it just looked so smooth through that entire sequence, and I thought that was really cool.
Or, like, when they're coming over the hill and the camera's, like, behind them and, like, swoops and it's, like, really realistic. Like, I like that a lot.
It's just like, oh, hey,
it's pretty epic.
Here's how many this is. It's like, oh, boy. A lot of Huns coming over that pass. Cool. I think we're going to wrap it up there. So thank you, Jackie, KK, and Ivy, for coming on doing the podcast. Thank you all for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to How Have You Not Seen This. If you enjoyed the podcast, like the page on Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes. You can also leave us a rating or a review. If you're interested in donating to the podcast, you can do so through the PayPal link at the Podomatic website, howhaveyounotseenthis.podomatic.com. You can also send any questions, comments for the show to howhaveyounotseenthispodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.